And now the Flames go right back to the attack. Aginla right wing into the blue zone. Playing ahead to Conroy on the right wing boards. Conroy pressed in against those boards, but passes. There's a shot. Scores! Jerome Aginla with his second goal of the game, and the Flames have themselves a 2-0 lead.
Perhaps we all should have known this was coming. Peter Marr, the call on Sports Radio 960, The Fan in Calgary, as Aginla was only at the halfway mark of his point total for the night. He added two assists, and for the third straight season, the Flames captain equaled his career high with a four-point game on the same date, December 16th. On all three occasions, Aginla had two goals and two assists. There's no I in team, but there are two in Louis Erickson.
90 seconds left on the 5-on-3. Here's Ribeiro walking in front. Erickson scores! Hat trick for Louis Erickson!
And anarchy in the crease at the Blue Jacket end.
Ralph Strangis and Daryl Ray on Newstalk 820 WBAP in Dallas as Erickson's hat trick put the Stars in front of Columbus 3-2 and coupled with both goals in a 2-1 win over Phoenix, ran a streak to five straight goals, equaling the franchise mark set by Danny Grant in 1973 when the team was still in Minnesota. Hats off to Boston's David Krejci.
Left point, it's Weidman to the right wing circle to Savard. Savard looking back door, score! David Krejci with it, put it home for his first career hat trick. And the Bruins are up 8-5.
Dave Gosher on WBZ News Radio 1030 in Boston as Krejci's three goals highlighted the Bruins' win over Toronto. It was the 11th straight home game in which the Bees won by at least two goals, the longest such streak in the league since Boston did it in 1973. Nobody in Sabres franchise history has scored as many goals in 30 games as Thomas Vanek.
Roy in over the line, took his shot, weeks the save. Roy tried to steal it away. It ends up in the corner. Sakara kicks at it to keep it in to Roy. In front of the net, Vanek scores! Thomas Vanek, his second of the night. He drills it home, and Buffalo with a 4-2 lead.
Rick Jenneret on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo, as that was Vanek's 24th goal in 30 games, one better than the mark established by the great Dave Andruchuk. Evgeny Malkin is piling up the points.
Volande comes back. Stone steps into him. Goes back in front of the net. Sakura tried to get it on goal. Couldn't, but it's good, though. Malkin does. He winds it into the net. Evgeny Malkin comes up with that puck as it went to the right of Pavelec. And Malkin spins it in, and the Penguins take a 2-0 lead.
Mike Lang on the Penguins Hockey Network, as that goal was Malkin's 50th point of the season in just 31 games. Since 1996, only three other players reached the 50-point plateau as quickly, and just like Malkin, all wore the black and gold of Pittsburgh. Sidney Crosby, Mario Lemieux, and Jaromir Jagr. Colorado's Jordan Leopold may have coached Tony Granato rethinking his choices for the shootout.
Here he comes. Penalty shot, Leopold. Top of the circles, down the middle, moves in. Backhand shot, he scores! Big goal by Leopold. He moved to Osgood and then pulled the puck to Osgood's left side and then lofted it over the top. A penalty shot goal by Leopold. The Avs lead at 3-1.
Norm Jones on Mile High Sports Radio AM 1510 in Denver as Leopold buried the penalty shot. He's the eighth active player to score on a penalty shot without ever having a shootout attempt. Leopold also became the first defenseman in nearly 3 years to convert a penalty shot, but just 2 days later, Rangers blue liner Michael Roosevelt scored against LA, marking the first time since 1942 that two defensemen scored penalty shot goals in a three-day span. And Roosevelt had more to offer against the King.
On right wing, with speed in the zone, Drury a shot, saved by LaBarber, rebound cleared away from Mark Stahl jumping up. Now to the blue line. Roosevelt scores!
Nick Nixon on KTLK 1150 in LA as Roosevelt's overtime goal not only won it for New York, but he joins Anaheim's Steve Thomas as the only players to score on a penalty shot in regulation and then win the game with an overtime goal. Late heroics for Alexander Ovechkin as the Capitals turn back and Islanders rally for a 5-4 overtime win. Steve Colby with the call on Federal News Radio in Washington.
Late, unable to clear. Ovechkin has it now. Wrist shot, score! Alex Ovechkin in overtime off a giveaway with 10.7 seconds left to play, and the Capitals emerge victorious.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.